With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got all the essentials for comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style you can count on. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and effortless looks. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MAC25.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Yoked Up. This is Chuck and Cassie. This is episode 4. We got a really, really exciting one today, and I hope you guys are ready.
Yeah, so just to kind of give a little recap, we've kind of deep dove into what we, you know, hope happens with this podcast, what the purpose of the podcast is. We talked a little bit about our walk together and becoming equally yoked. And then, you know, last week we did a really fun episode of just getting to know us. This one is a very exciting week. So do you want to tell everyone what it's about? Or
yeah, so this one is, I got baptized yesterday.
Yes.
And, we are very excited about it. It was a very wonderful, wonderful experience. It's one that I'm sure for a long time, neither one of us thought was ever going to happen. big, exciting news for this week.
Yeah, it's a big, big milestone for your walk, but for our walk together as a married couple. And I know we, you know, I've been equally yoked for a little bit, but I feel like, you know, this really is a pivotal moment for us, you know, in becoming equally yoked.
Yeah, this really solidifies the whole thing where it comes to, I mean, being yoked up. I mean, it's one thing that we're both saved, but now we are fully committed. You know, that was the whole point of being baptized, is to show the commitment, desire, and everything for the Lord. And, you know, it's one that I honestly never thought was going to happen, but I couldn't be happier.
Yeah, it's super exciting. Yeah, so before we deep dive, I just have to say that it was super exciting to see Chuck make the decision and lead up to it. He literally invited everyone we know. He probably invited the people who work at the gas station.
Yeah, it was.
He invited everybody, but it was really, really genuinely, like, really exciting to see you so excited about it.
Well, it's an exciting moment. I mean, when you decide that you're going to be all in, fully committed, you know, I mean, it's funny because, like, you know, we shared it on Facebook that when your dad did it, that he was like, well, if you know Chuck, he's a Lions fan, and when he joins the team, he's all in.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, and that's the whole point of it, is to be completely committed by getting baptized. And it's an exciting, you know, thing, and it's, you know, life-changing, and I just wanted everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody to know.
It was really exciting. It was exciting to watch. So I think first we'll just kind of deep dive into the moment of it all, like, kind of what led you to finally decide it was time.
Well, I mean, you know, we have fight night every Thursday night with the guys of our church, and we have a couple other people from other churches that come to it. And we were talking about it one night, and I told them that, you know, I could feel the presence of God, but I could never tell if I could hear him to know what he was trying to tell me. And your dad was like, well, you know, you really need the Holy Spirit to really help you be able to hear him, understand what he's trying to tell you, and things like that. And we got to talking about it, and he was like, you know, the first step to that and getting the Holy Spirit is to get baptized. And I wanted to hear God so bad. If that was the first step, then I wanted to take it.
Yeah, that's actually really interesting, because I didn't know what made you actually decide that.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've asked you a few times, like, hey, when are you going to get baptized? When are you thinking about getting baptized? And you're like, I will on my own time. Like, I'll do it when it's right. So.
Well, and that's the whole thing, is like, you wasn't the only one. I mean, I had the guys at Fight Night asking me, you know, hey, when you, you know, you really need to get baptized, you know, you really need to, you know, take that next step, you know, yes, you're saved and, you know, we can feel the fire in, that's burning in you, but you really need to get baptized. And I always kept saying, like, the time's not right. The time's not right. Like, yeah. I'm just not there yet.
And, I mean, it's definitely not about your timing. It's about God's timing.
And his is perfect.
Yeah. But it's also, you don't want to ignore his call, too. So.
No, but, you know, it's one of those things that, for me, you know, I wanted to make sure that I was ready for that next step.
Yeah, I think I was just excited to see you actually do it because so much of your walk has been with the guys at church, like your intimate, like details of your walk.
Oh, absolutely.
And so I think for me, it was like just a really exciting moment as your wife to be like, oh, wow, that's my husband up there. So that was really interesting. And, you know, just kind of, you know, for me, I was just excited to see you live that out. And, you know, like I said, it was really just emotional and really just an exciting time to watch you be so excited about being baptized and telling everyone and showing everyone where you're at in your walk with the Lord. And
yeah, I mean, of course, it's like an exciting time, but, you know, it's poignant for people to recognize that you're at that point. I mean, if and it's not about what, you know, other people think or anything like that, but it's about, you know, especially with other Christians, because there wasn't a person that didn't tell that wasn't like, it's about time, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean,
I think that was super cool to watch, like, because you said, like you said, you announced on Facebook, you told the guys at church, like, it was really neat to just watch everyone be like, wow, I'm so excited for you guys. And it was always you guys, right. You know, it's always like, I'm so excited for you guys. And I thought that was just really neat and kind of a beautiful thing to watch. I'm so excited for you guys. And, you know, there were so many people that were like really in our corner cheering for you. And it was just kind of a fun little like time to realize how loved you are and mm-hmm. how much support you have. And so many people, like, just realize how many people are watching you.
Yeah. You know, that's the thing is like, you know, at Fight Night, you know, they, you know, I'd get told, you know, you'd hear them sitting there saying, they're like, you know, when you're a godly man, well, a godly person, period, that you're always being watched to see how you react to things, how you, you know, act towards things, you know, yeah. I mean, it's, and I never, you know, I was always like, yeah, you know, I can see people, you know, when something happens, you know, people look and they're like, how's he going to react to that? Because I know what he acted like before he was a godly man. What's he acting like now? But I never understood it until I started telling everybody and realizing how many people are actually watching my walk.
Yeah, a lot of people. And so, yeah, I think that was really kind of a fun thing just to be loved on for, you know, a little bit and see how everyone supported us. And then, you know, just to kind of take it back, you know, to the Bible and, you know, where we're at, I think just mentioning a scripture that I think would be a good insert here is Acts 22:16. And now, why do you wait? Rise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on his name. I think it's just a beautiful thing to watch it play out in your life and watch you take that step.
Speaking of, you know, so, you know, like I said, we were talking about, you know, I felt the presence, but, you know, me and the guys, I mean, which includes your dad, who's our pastor, and he said that, you know, to really hear, understand, you need the Holy Spirit, which comes down to like the scripture Acts, 2:38-239 says, then Peter said to them, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and your children and to all who are afar off, as many as the Lord our God will call. And the reason why I bring that one up is for this fact of, you know, the Holy Spirit is a gift. It, you know, and...
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
That's something that I've, you know, yes, I was saved. I could feel his presence, but I feel like that I was missing that to be able to progress in my walk with the Lord.
Yeah, it truly is a gift because, I mean, I know a lot of people have different beliefs and they believe in different things, but I mean, I'm a firm believer in speaking in tongues, and that's something that has been a gift that I've been given, and it is really interesting because I remember praying for that gift for many years, like, Lord, please, you know, let me receive that gift, and I didn't get to pick that timing. He did, and when he chose it, it was the perfect timing, and it's been interesting to watch that walk out in my life, but yeah, it's exciting to know that those gifts will be upon you now. Okay, so yeah, let's just kind of move on here and see. I think now's a good time for me to share my story.
Yes.
So I was telling Chuck that, as we were mentioned, there's a lot of people who were, you know, kind of loving on us and doting on us and things like that. And this was the day of your baptism. I had received a text message and someone just saying, I'm so excited for you. I'm praying for Chuck and you. And they said, I know how hard you have been praying for this day, and I truly hope you get to enjoy it. And I thought about that, and I kind of immediately felt this like overwhelming conviction to that statement. You know, someone telling me, I know how much you've been praying for this. And immediately I was just like overwhelmed. Have I been praying for this enough? And, you know, have I been a godly wife? And I've struggled with my walk and just kind of ins and outs, very like lukewarm for a while. And
oh, as you say, you struggle with your walk. It's not struggle with your belief, but just being
The lukewarmness and stuff. And so I had this like overwhelming conviction that came over me that morning and in that moment. And I was like, I wasn't a godly wife. I wasn't enough. I should have prayed for her more. Had I prayed for her more, it would have happened sooner. Did I waste, you know, 7 years of our marriage? And, you know, it was just this like overwhelming conviction, but also like we had so much going on that morning. It wasn't overwhelming enough to stop me in my tracks, just enough for me to beat up on myself a little bit, tell myself I wasn't a good wife in those moments, and really like ponder for a few minutes, like, when did I pray for him? You know, how much did I pray for him? Could I have done more? And you know, I just moved about my day, you know. And then today I was coming in our room, our podcast room, and I was coming in here to sit down and do some time with the Lord before. And I pulled out a notebook that was on the bookshelf, and I looked at the notebook and I thought, man, I think I got that a few years ago, but I don't remember what's in it. It was something we unpacked recently in a box that we had packed away that we hadn't unpacked since we moved. And so I grabbed the book, I sat down with my devotional, my Bible, and I opened the book and I was like, oh, what's in here? And there's only a handful of pages that have been used, but they're all gratitudes and prayers and ambitions. And I dated them, and they are all dated from 2021. So I'm kind of looking through them and I'm like, man, what was I praying about in 2021? And some of the stuff I was praying about in 2021 is still the same exact stuff I'm praying for today. Yeah. So
it usually is.
But the very first page in July of 2021, my prayer started out, I pray for my husband. I hope to one day experience a love and passion for the Lord together. And it just kind of hit me that, very overwhelmingly hit me that, I had been praying for it, and That was the devil trying to kill, steal, and destroy me that morning. That was the devil trying to take the joy out of the event and the joy out of the day and the excitement of all of it and how proud I was of it. It was the devil trying to beat me down and tear me up and tell me I wasn't enough. And I was enough. I don't need to sit here and wonder if I could have done more, because it wasn't about my timing. It wasn't my walk. It wasn't my journey. And as a godly wife and as someone who's a believer, my responsibility was to pray for you and love you. And I think that that goes back to, you know, some of the struggles of people in relationships who are unequally yoked. And, mm-hmm. you know, women, and I only know this from the woman's side of things, being unequally yoked, but I think as women, we put so much pressure on ourselves to be a certain way and do so many things. And I think that was the devil trying to tell me, you know, you weren't a good enough wife. You should have done more. You know, you shouldn't be excited in this moment. And I should. And it was, I think it was really reassuring. And I think it was really meant to be that I opened that notebook. And I think the Lord gave me that as reassurance to know you have been praying for that moment. You've been praying for that moment for a long time. And it wasn't about me. It was about those desires of my heart. And, you know, the Bible says that he knows your desires of your heart. And he did. He knew that was my desire. It's been my desire. I mean, I gave Chuck a little gift for his baptism. And I even wrote in the card, like, when I was growing up, I would go to church camp and, you know, youth group and all these places. And I would see all these, you know, younger couples, you know, newlyweds, whatever, and they were married, and I always wanted that. That was always my desire, to be on fire for the Lord with my spouse and have that one day. And as I grew up and got into my teenagers, my early 20s and stuff, like, I fell away, and I, you know, my walk was lukewarm, and I got involved in worldly stuff, and, you know, that wasn't my priority, but it was always my desire to have that. Mm-hmm. I just wasn't living out those actions, you know, in day to day.
Right.
And it, I told you in my card, like, you know, little Cassie's dreams really did come true.
They did.
That was always my desire, to have a godly husband to lead me.
Mm-hmm.
It was always my desire to have a godly husband to share my life with. So I just think it was really reassuring that I found that notebook today, and just, you know, God's way of telling me, you've always been enough for him. You've always done what you were supposed to do. So I think that's, you know, just an interesting perspective, because I do think that the devil's always trying to kill, steal, and destroy those moments. And I think that, and something in the same text message that I got from that person was, you know, I'm praying for you guys, for your spiritual warfare, because that's what the devil wants right now. And it's just, it's good to acknowledge it, and it's good to put it back and say, nope, you didn't get me this time. But yeah, just really kind of a cool little
flashback.
Yeah, a little flashback and a little something that, you know, I experienced this weekend with everything going on, and just a good, you know, a good reminder for me.
Well, and the thing is, the other thing that, you know, you also need to understand is, yes, it is, you know, me moving forward in my walk, but it's an occasion for the both of us.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it means a lot for our marriage, and it means a lot for our spiritual unity in our marriage.
Yeah. And so, I mean, you know, the fact that everybody was like, I'm so happy for you guys. Well, yeah, because it is for us. You know, this is the next step in, you know, building that triangle between us and the Lord.
Yeah.
You know, that covenant and strengthening our marriage and our relationship with the Lord. The fact that, you know, you can sit there and recognize that it was the devil trying to steal your joy.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you something, you're always enough. You're more than enough. You've been more than enough since the day we got together. So if you ever think opposite, then you need that right there is recognition enough that it's the devil.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that. Well, now that we've continued on the waterworks and, you know, talked about all that, let's just deep dive into, you know, kind of, I guess I would be curious to know how you felt like that morning, you know, kind of leading up to it.
You know, it's funny, as I thought I was going to be like overwhelmingly nervous, but I wasn't even close.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was. It was kind of strange because I felt this underwhelming calm. Yeah. Like, I was expecting to be butterflies and, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm doing this. But it just felt right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there was no nerves. And you know me, I'm not scared to get up in front of anybody.
No.
You know, so that you know, some people get nervous because they got to be up in front of everybody. But that's, you know me, that don't bother me at all.
Yeah.
But it was one of those where it just felt right that was the day. That was, you know, it was happening at the end of service. But it's not what I was expecting. I was expecting to wake up just like, oh my goodness, I can't believe I'm doing this. Oh my goodness. But it wasn't like that at all. It was like, this is what I've been leading to.
Yeah. I think it.
How did you feel when you woke up that morning knowing that I was getting baptized?
Oh, I was just really excited. Very proud. Very excited. I did go to the store the night before and buy waterproof mascara.
Yeah.
Because I thought.
You did have plans of waterworks.
Yes, I did. Surprisingly, actually, that did not happen. I did have some waterworks during the service. Whatever was flowing through me. No, I was just really excited and very proud. And we had a lot of people at church that day. It was,
you know, that is one thing that you really helped me with.
What?
Is the fact that, you know, I remember telling you that, you know, I invited everybody that meant something to me. Some were there, some weren't. So I was a little saddened when it was getting close to that time that some of them wasn't there.
Yeah.
But then you're like, you see how packed we are?
Mm-hmm.
We are absolutely packed. And for the size of our church, you know, it was humming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you could feel the Lord's presence during worship. I mean, everybody was just belting it out. I mean,
no, we had a good amount of people there.
And when you said that, when you were like, look how packed it is, I was like it instantaneously took away that little bit of sadness I had.
Yeah.
And was like, you know what? The people who are supposed to be here today are here.
Yeah.
And it was one of those where you don't think about it in this moment. But when you reflect on it later, you're like, that was perfect.
Yeah. No, I thought it was a great, great Sunday, packed, and
it was a very, all the right very people. Spiritual Sunday.
Yeah. How did you feel, you know, going up there, and how did you feel standing there in the tub? You said the water was warm.
It was good. It was nice. I was actually thinking it was going to be some ice cold, like, oh,
good thing it was warm.
Yeah.
I got baptized in a pool in the middle of summer with a bunch of people. So I didn't have that like single tub experience.
Yeah. No. So when they said it was time, you know, I just walked back, you know, I went and got ready, went back there, and I was ready. You know, like I said, I didn't have any nerves or anything. Like, I was just calm. I was just ready, you know. The fact that it was your dad, they got to baptize me, like, was probably another reason why it was so calming.
And he had a perfect, you know,
introduction
to you. Yeah. Talking about how much Chuck loves the Lions and how when he's in a team, he's all in. And he said that's why, you know, took Chuck a little bit to make that decision. But it's just funny because even everyone in the church was like, yeah. Like, they, like, all knew it, too.
Yeah.
So, like, oh, yeah, that's Chuck.
Right.
So it's funny that he related it to football because it's funny, you know, that's you. That's you through and through. And I loved that he was able to personally tie it back to you. And
yeah. And then, you know, when, you know, after he gave the introduction and, you know, he baptized me and everything. As soon as my head popped out of the water, I was just giddy.
Yeah.
I mean, I was just bouncing all over the church. Like, I mean, after I got dried off and dressed and everything, like, I was just bouncing to everybody.
Well, you were like that as soon as you came out of the water, like, hands up in the air. Like, you had a, everyone clapped for you. But then when you came up, they were really like, oh, yeah, because Chuck was like, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was one of those, like, you know, like, related back to sports. Like, when the Lions score a touchdown, I jump up and I got my arms in the air and I'm like, whoop, whoop. And I mean, that's how I've felt. I mean, obviously way more because this is something more significant than a football game, but it was one of those, like,
I think it
was just, I was just giddy.
Well, and I think it was just interesting to see everyone, for everyone to see your response, you know, and like see how excited you were. And I know this is something we've talked about quite a bit, but, you know, Chuck's kids aren't believers and he talks to them about it, but his youngest was there. And I think it was really neat for your youngest, for Drew to see that and see how excited you were in that moment and just see how proud you were. And same goes for me. Like, I thought I was going to be so emotional and just all these tears, but I was just overwhelmed with excitement and happiness because it was just so exciting to see it. And I was just so happy and so proud in the moment.
Yeah, no, it's something I'll probably never experience again. Like, just the...
You may feel the same way when we get to the gates.
Well, duh, I'm just saying, like...
Hashtag heaven bound.
together.
Together, yeah.
But no, I mean, it's just, what I mean by that is, like, you know, it happens once.
Yeah.
And for your first time, 43 years old, I was very giddy. I was very happy. I was very excited. You know, and I do think that it's important for, you know, my kids and friends and family to see how exciting it was to me. And you know, honestly, not only that, like, how excited everybody else was. You know, because then, you know, like, he would understand that this isn't just a flyby thing. Like, it's a for real, legit, all-encompassing event that hopefully sooner than later he'll be a part of himself.
Yeah. Have you heard that song, Left It in the River?
Left It in the River?
Yeah.
Not that I can think of.
I'll have to play it for you after this because I was just thinking about it. Like, some of her lyrics, I looked them up because it's been a song I've been listening to a lot lately, but it says that my life was changed when I stepped into the water. Ain't seen my change since I gave them to the Father. Hallelujah, I've been delivered. Where is my guilt? Where is my shame? I left it in the river. And it's just, you know, I mean, it's interesting. I'm curious if you feel like a brand new person now that you're...
Oh, yeah. Baptized. Yeah, I definitely do feel like a weight is off my shoulders, off my mind. I do feel as if some of the things I've been carrying all this time is no longer, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I guess that would be a good way to put it, you know, all my guilt, all my shame, you know, I left it in the water.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, to be born again in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I think that's interesting. I truly cannot put into words just what a really cool experience it was. I mean, I think, like I said, for me, it was just exciting to see it because a lot of your walk has been, you know, more private and more internal. So it was just really exciting to be a part of it and see it and have all that love from everyone around us. And I truly just want to say, if anyone's, you know, thinking about it or struggling with it and not sure, like, I would really reach out to someone you trust and someone you admire in your walk. I know Chuck did reach out to someone he admires and a couple people. And I think that if it's something that you even are slightly thinking about, you should talk to someone and think about doing it. Because I do think it's a very pivotal moment in your walk.
Oh, 100%. Yes. And you just mentioning that gets me emotional. Because I did lean on your dad, of course. But I do have a guy that I have been, you know, throughout my walk, I've been looking up to. And he has been very pivotal in helping me progress in my walk. But yes, I mean, if it's something that you're thinking about doing, you know, talk to that one person or even the couple people that, you know, like you said, that, you know, understand and will listen.
Yeah. It can help you decide when the time is right and can encourage you. Because I think that's what you needed was encouragement.
Oh, yeah.
And not just for me, because he didn't care what I had to say. I'm just kidding. But no, I do think it's, you know, leaning into those people who are helping you with your walk and them encouraging you if the time is right. So, and I think for you, it was perfect timing. So, and I think, like, overall, like, just sharing with everyone, like, back to the whole purpose of everything is, I think it's really neat to watch this all play out. Because if you told me when we got married in 2017 that we would be here in 2025 doing a podcast that maybe 20 people listen to talking talking about becoming, you know, equally yoked, I probably would have been like, yeah, okay, Chuck's never going to be there. You know,
and I would have said the same thing. I'd have been like, oh, you're crazy. Like, I'm who I am. You married who I am.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're going to love me for who I am. Yeah. But,
and I always did love you for who you are. Absolutely. But I also had that desire.
Right. But it's one of those things that in reality, that wasn't who I am. I was on a walk that I didn't know I was on. And, you know, I had the, as your dad always says, by the grace of God, I met you and your family.
Yeah.
I mean, your dad says, by the grace of God for everything. Yeah. You know, he builds things and people ask him, how'd you get that done? By the grace of God.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and I've really started to take on that term because by the grace of God, I am where I am.
Yeah. Yeah, very interesting. I think it's all around, like, every little thing, like I said, that little, you know, my conviction and or my so-thought conviction and finding that notebook and then, you know, just all of it, watching it play out is just so, it's just so interesting and just, it really is, I keep saying it, but it really is beautiful. I'm just so thankful for everyone who's surrounded us with all the love the last few weeks and all the encouragement and positive words and all the blessings that people have spoke over us. I'm super excited. Obviously, like I said, you've been a believer for a little bit, but I am very excited to see kind of where this goes. And it's funny, like, you came home today and, like, telling me about
witnessing.
Yeah, witnessing to people at work. And you're like, I know I just got baptized yesterday, but
it's like, already coming out.
Yeah, it's like, it's already there. And I, like I said, I mean it when I say that I think you're going to move mountains in the kingdom. And I've always said that. I've always told you, if you could just become a believer, you have a big job ahead of you. And there's, we truly have no idea where we'll be in, you know, the years to come. But really, really pivotal moment for us and our marriage, our lives, and really a huge highlight in our walk to becoming equally yoked. In a very exciting moment in our walk, becoming equally yoked, was doing that. And I'm going to start working on our social media, but I will definitely post that video. And, you know, if you're listening, you're probably someone who already follows us on social media and you saw it because I posted it everywhere because that was proud wife moment there. So,
yeah, we plan on upping our social media because we want people to see us and be able to interact with us and everything. So, you know, keep a lookout, you know, because it's coming.
Yeah. You know? And I appreciate all the kind words, messages, and everything that people have said about our podcast. It's like I said, we said from the beginning, if no one listens, it's just therapy for us. And honestly, it really has become like just a good marriage, you know, event for us. Like, it's almost like a date night for us.
Yeah. Yeah.
We spend some time, you know,
prepping and talking about like what's going on. Here's the thing is, you know, it's the, what, the 3rd of November. And I have, throughout my walk since March, I've yet to crack open my Bible. Me and my fight night group have talked about it, and I cracked it open tonight.
Yeah, no, Chuck listens to the Bible.
Yeah, I do listen to it.
He doesn't, he hasn't cracked it open yet.
But I opened it, and it's going to be open a lot more.
I'm so thankful for all the kind words and everyone who listens and who's reached out and, you know, spoke very kindly of it. And
absolutely,
just continue to share it with someone, you know, that needs encouragement, and continue to listen if you need the encouragement. But yeah, this was a really exciting one. We kind of knew the topic we were going to speak on this week because Chuck was like, we got to speak on this. So yeah, it was, you know, it's a fun episode, but I think, like I said, just an encouragement to be bold in your faith, because that has been like the biggest thing that I've watched from you is I want to be bold like you. I think that's something I would encourage, you know, the listeners and everyone to do. And then also like celebrate the wins in your walk.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's fun. It's exciting. I think it's even the small things. Like for me, it was like just exciting to open up that notebook and realize that like the Lord won. Like that was a win for me. That was me, you know, like you said earlier. What did you say you told the guy today about the devil?
Oh, I said the one thing that the devil loves more than anything is to attack marriage.
Yeah.
Because it's the one thing that is a complete covenant with the Lord. If he can even put the slightest bit of doubt in your mind, then he's already in and he's won. The fact that you were able to, you know, the devil did put that little bit of doubt in your mind, but then the Lord was like, oh,
yeah,
look what we found. It's never been a doubt.
Right.
So, I mean, it's a win for you, but it's an even bigger win for the Lord.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, do you want to go ahead and say a prayer for the week?
Yes, let's go. Dear Lord, I pray for all the listeners and all the people out there that are, you know, struggling with the decision to move forward in their journey. Lord, I pray that you show them your light, your glory, your righteousness to help them move closer in relationship with you. Lord, I pray for, you know, the unequally yoked couples, that they become more yoked together, yoked up, so we can have more people in the kingdom of God. Lord, I pray for my family. I pray for my loved ones. I pray for everyone that shown love and support to us. Lord, I just want to say that I thank you for all the blessings that you have bestowed upon all of us, on me and my family and our friends, even the pups. Lord, I thank you for you constantly just shining your light on us to help us, to lead the way. And Lord, I just want to say thank you. Thank you. I praise you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Well, we're drying off from the tears and the baptism water, and our hearts are full, and this journey keeps getting better, and we're grateful to share it with you guys.
Absolutely.
So thank you for listening this week, and stay tuned.
And stay blessed.
Bye.